Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, May 10th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 76 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. One person was killed and five were injured in Odessa as a result of rocket fire last night, according to local officials. Civilian facilities, such as shopping centers, continue to be shelled alongside military targets and infrastructure. Despite recent evacuations, an estimated 100 civilians remain in the battered Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, according to Pavlo Kirilenko, the head of the authorities of the Donetsk region. Nearly 100,000 people remain in Mariupol, a quarter of the city's pre-war population. Living conditions are reportedly catastrophic, with estimates of up to 20,000 residents having been killed. Anti-war campaigners doused Russia's ambassador to Poland with red paint yesterday during a protest of the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. The ambassador, Sergei Andreev, was splashed with a red substance as he attempted to lay flowers at the Soviet military cemetery in Warsaw, according to reports by the Polish state news agency. The Russian media later quoted Andreev as saying he did not suffer any injuries and did not notify the police, but would submit a note of protest to the Polish government over failure to maintain public order. Top Polish diplomat Zbigniew Rau called the event regrettable in remarks during his visit to Tehran, adding that the incident should not have taken place, as diplomats enjoy special protection regardless of the policies of their governments. The consul of the Russian Federation in Gdańsk was also met by protesters yesterday as he laid a wreath on the graves of fallen Red Army soldiers at the Soviet Soldiers' Mausoleum in Gdańsk. A group of a dozen or so protesters, including Levica MP Beata Maciejewska, confronted the Russian delegation before they reached the cemetery. The protesters were carrying Ukrainian flags and placards with slogans such as "We are with Ukraine" and "Court Martial Putin," and reportedly called participants murderers and killers. A fight and some scuffles broke out during the ceremony, according to reports by police officers on the scene. Deputy Inspector Magdalena Ciska from the Municipal Police Headquarters in Gdańsk later explained that the police would evaluate evidence and reports from the scene before deciding how to proceed. Poland's Aleksander Mirosław broke the women's world record for speed climbing at a World Cup competition last week in Seoul. The 28-year-old Pole reached the top of a 15-meter wall in 6.64 seconds in the South Korean capital, improving on her previous world record of 6.84 seconds set last year at the Tokyo Olympics. Mirosław finished fourth in the women's climbing competition at the Tokyo Games, narrowly missing out on an Olympic medal. The academic chaplaincy Gurka and the Gdańsk-based organization Sup na Bonchaku have organized a collection of tableware, cutlery, and pots to be sent to the Ukrainian town of Fostiv. The collection is being organized with the assistance of the Dominican monastery in Fostiv, a formerly Russian-occupied town close to Kyiv. The area is now under Ukrainian control, but residents returning to their homes found their properties had been looted during the occupation and are in dire need of pots, pans, crockery, and cutlery. Safely packed donations of new or gently used utensils can be brought to the Gurka Center at the St. Nicholas Church in Gdańsk today from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The items will be transported to the Dominican parish in Fostiv in the next few days. For more information, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with a strong breeze coming in from the south and very little chance of rain. Temperatures will be much warmer than yesterday, with a high around 22 degrees centigrade, or 71 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 6 degrees centigrade, or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. More clouds and a chance for rain return tomorrow and Thursday, with sunnier skies returning on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.